Well, tonight we celebrate martyrs. These martyrs are a little bit different, right? So on St. Stephen's Day, on the 26th, we celebrated St. Stephen, who was a martyr by intention and by deed. He suffered martyrdom. Yesterday, St. John's Day, we celebrated St. John, who was a martyr by intention or by will, but not by deed. He died a natural death and lived a relatively long life. Tonight, we celebrate martyrs who died in deed. They were actually martyred for Jesus Christ, but it was not that they made a conscious decision to be martyred for him. And so this is a hard one, because we're dealing with evil that happened to people who did not deserve that evil to happen to them. We know it's an undeniable fact that really terrible things may and will happen to us and to others in this world. There are natural disasters. That's probably the hardest one, right? Because that's not a direct result of the wickedness of any one person. Sometimes the fallen world just lashes out and people die because of that. We often interpret this to be somewhat of a capriciousness of God, that God just is rolling dice and gambling with our fate, with our lives. And this poses a really familiar conundrum. And many people who are atheists rely upon this fact to justify their disbelief in God. They say, why would a good God allow awful things to happen? You know, and their question is somewhat justified. It is a difficult problem. It seems that God, if he doesn't cause evil, at least permits evil, right? Because evil happens. So we have to say that he is not going to stop all the evil. To this, Christians and or the skeptics or, you know, others have proposed various arguments as to why evil things happen. We call such arguments a theodicy, or a justification of God. It really comes from theo, God, and the Greek word for justification, to justify, or a trial. So there's a sense where we're trying to explain why God would do such a thing. Now tonight I'm not going to try to attempt to go into any of these arguments, but only to mention the point that out of the fact of evil or disasters, that fact that these things happen should not surprise us. It is a result of living in a fallen world. And we see in the murder of the children in Bethlehem such an event. We wonder how God could allow this, how such a travesty in any way could honor God. It is disturbing. Understand, though, that God takes no pleasure in the suffering endured by the innocent. It breaks God's heart to see the suffering of humanity in this world. And, we need to understand that Jesus saw it and Jesus endured it and Jesus can walk with us through it. Behind all this, God has to allow people to exercise their free will. We're not robots. So if people intend evil, God isn't just going to turn them into a good person all of a sudden. He has to allow us to choose to do evil, because we can't choose to do good if that's not really a choice. We can't choose to love God if we don't have a choice to hate God. And we have to understand that our evil is real, and we are really guilty for the sin we commit. Likewise, our good deeds done unto the Lord and in the redemption of Jesus Christ, they're likewise very real, and we shall be rewarded for our work done unto the Lord. Because human beings have the potential to do real evil, there will be suffering in the world. Let us understand that those who suffer such atrocities innocently will be welcomed into the arms of Jesus. So we understand that, people wiser than I chose that reading from Revelation tonight to say, here are the innocent. These were the young. These were those without guile who did not deserve what they endured. And yet, these are welcomed, and they're not only welcomed, they're given a special place in the heavenlies. They sing a song that no one else can sing. They have a special place before God. The text says, they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins, which implies you. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. They were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. God honors our agency. He honors the image of God which he gave to us. And he also will do justice to those who suffer, even unintentionally, for his sake. Such as those have a special place in heaven before the throne of God. The message tonight is this. Have confidence in God. He will make things right. He sees the suffering of the innocent, and it does break his heart. He will not let such suffering be ignored. He is faithful to all into eternity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.